This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. When a country sees its best and brightest fleeing, looking for opportunities elsewhere, some people call this a brain drain, and Spain may be seeing one as we speak. The nation's in economic crisis, and debt, austerity, and joblessness all seem to be driving people away. In the first 6 months of 2012, emigration from Spain is up more than 44% from the same period last year. The Spanish government denies a brain drain, but many of the people leaving are skilled and more educated. NPR's Eric Westerveld has one woman's story from Berlin.
Neurobiologist Alyssa Cuevas Garcia from Madrid sips an iced espresso on a hot afternoon at an outdoor cafe in Berlin. She works researching a gene that one day might help treat central nervous system disorders, including spina bifida. The Spanish government subsidized her training. But she left Spain a few years ago for a research post in Berlin where she's finishing up her PhD. The 27-year-old says nearly every one of her friends in the sciences has left for work abroad.
We are all away. New York, Chicago, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Germany. But just one friend that I could say he's still working on a lab in Spain. And I'm really worried about him.
More than 53% of those under 25 years of age in Spain are jobless. And overall, a quarter of all Spaniards are unemployed. That's the highest jobless level since Spain began keeping records. Cuevas Garcia says when the economic crisis began, she thought maybe it'll be good to be away for a little while, let things improve, and then I'll come back home with new work experience. But now, she says, returning home is simply not an option. Spain's education minister, José Ignacio Wert, denies there's a brain drain. He notes that his government's emigration data show little information about education levels and other key details. And besides, he says, it's a global economy. People move around. But Cuevas Garcia says the minister is dangerously misguided. Spain's talented young people, she says, are not just leaving as part of a globalized workforce. The crisis is forcing them away in droves, and she worries the damage will be long term.
It's a brain drain, and they keep denying it. But it's, yeah.
It's reality.
It's reality. Let's say tomorrow you wake up, everything goes back to normal, crisis is over. The damage already done is going to be really difficult to make up for. This makes me feel sad and frustrated because I know it's not a matter of time anymore. It's a matter of generations, and you don't know how many.
Top European destinations for Spaniards leaving are the UK, France, and Germany. Government statistics show Germany's population this year increased for the first time in a decade, largely because of increased immigration. There are language and culture challenges, but Cuevas Garcia says it's been worth it. Going back home to Spain for holidays, she sits next to cousins who are waiting for jobs that never come and gets approving nods from older relatives who understand she did what she had to do.
I'm not just paid for my job, but I'm doing what I study for. It's a privilege in taking into account the current situation. So you really have this look from the elder saying, wow, good for you.
She's doing a lot better than many young Spaniards, but she's still angry. She went to an anti-austerity demonstration recently at the Spanish embassy in Berlin.
Una gran mayoría de la juventud haciendo que se vengan a otros países y firmando.
Spanish banks and homeowners are in deep trouble, in large part because of a real estate bubble that burst. Cuevas Garcia says she's angry at her government for inaction during boom times, at banks for unbridled greed, and at fellow citizens who were apathetic as long as housing prices kept going up.
I remember hearing that my whole life, get some job and you just get into a mortgage, and this will, if you don't want to live there anymore, you just sell it. It would always go up, and suddenly it didn't. It was like the base of all our beliefs, and suddenly that was not true anymore.
When she finishes her doctorate, she says she and her boyfriend, also a Spanish scientist living in Germany, are hoping to move to the U.S. She's resigned to what you might call economic exile, a long, long period away from home.
I don't know if this second time I would start really noticing that I don't know where I belong anymore, and that you really feel you're away.
Right. Will it feel alienating?
Yes, I have this feeling.
If I ever have kids, she adds, I don't know if they'll ever be able to go back to Spain the way I knew it, she says. It'll be very, very different. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.